I hear you saying that when somebody tells you, thou art that, you have everything you need, the kingdom of God is within, emotions arise. One of them is anger. One of them is frustration. Another one is a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness. They're saying it's there, and you can't feel it. And yet, when you look at other people, if you really look at them, you can see things in them they're not seeing in themselves. You can see a beauty in them that they're not seeing. At one time in Hong Kong, I was a fashion photographer for a while, and I used to work with very physically beautiful women. None of them saw themselves as beautiful. Not one. Some of them used to pretend they are. But what they used to say to each other is, oh dear, look at this, look at that, look at that. Physically, they were stunning. None of them were accepting who they were. They couldn't see themselves. Somebody else says, ah, yes, but... But no, they wouldn't see that. We're not seeing the beauty of ourselves. We're not seeing who we are because we're looking through the filters of our childhood, the way people told us to see ourselves. And the people that told us how to see ourselves were looking through the filters of how they were told to see themselves. So they're not seeing what is, they're seeing what they've been told about themselves. So, antidote. How to be with that. If somebody says to you, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so loving, what usually happens is your mind snaps into some pre-programmed level in your brain from the past. It runs into a circuit. That's the process of the mind to take care of you. Oh yes, this is what they're saying. We're taking care of that. When somebody says, you're beautiful, often the mind goes, ah, they want something from you. They're only saying that because. Listen. Listen. Acknowledge your mind said that, your mind's done that. That's what's going on. And listen. Maybe they're seeing something that you're not seeing. You're looking through the restriction of the mind. And in that way, they're not restricted by that level of restriction of your mind. They're seeing something else. It may not be 100% true. Even if it's only 5%, go for the 5%. Stop. Tune into them. Be them. What are they seeing? And look at yourself through them. What are they seeing? Oh, to see ourselves as other people see us. Take a look. And even if they're pointing out something that is not so pleasant, again, take a look. Take a look. Don't just reject it. Don't contract. Open. Become unconditional. And listen. And feel. Because it does seem to be a fact that we all see each other more clearly than we see ourselves. So, see yourself through another person, whoever they are. Don't agree, disagree. Just take a look at yourself through that person and you'll start to see something else. Let it in. It goes beyond what's safe and controlled. Because as soon as you do not see yourself as you have been seeing yourself, your control's going. So if you're not the person you've been trying to see, is who are you? And the fact is, you don't know who you are. None of us do. Float with that. Listen. Let it in. Yes, the frustration's there because you're not seeing what somebody's telling you. Yes, that's there, that's there. And what else is there? Are you restricting? Are you contracted? Open up. Open up. like in this moment with us in this spring day. Open up. There's a creaking from the roof. There's a buzzing from the bees. There's crows in the background. There's wind in the trees. Experience yourself in that open, expanded state, and you'll find there's a lot more to you than you have been realizing when viewing yourself from the conditioned restriction of the mind. Thou art that.